This is the Wikipedia page for The Last of Us. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe before the world is taken over by a fungus which turns everybody into very angry people. The Last of Us, by the way, is in the news right now because it's the number one show on television and a lot of people are just learning about it. But it started out actually as a video game, and that's what we're going to be reading today. We're going to be reading an excerpt from the page The Last of Us.
That's right. We at WikiListen are your only credible news source.
Yes. As long as Wikipedia is credible, which, you know, a lot of people don't think so. The Last of Us. This article is about the video game. For other uses, see The Last of Us disambiguation. T-L-O-U redirects here. For the name, see Tlau. The Last of Us is a 2013 action-adventure game developed by Naughty Dog and published by Sony Computer Entertainment. Players control Joel, a smuggler tasked with escorting a teenage girl, Ellie, across a post-apocalyptic United States. The Last of Us is played from a third-person perspective. Players use firearms and improvised weapons and can use stealth to defend against hostile humans and cannibalistic creatures infected by a mutated fungus. In the online multiplayer mode, up to 8 players engage in cooperative and competitive gameplay.
Development of The Last of Us began in 2009 after the release of Naughty Dog's previous game, Uncharted 2: Among Thieves. For the first time in the company's history, Naughty Dog split into two teams. While one team developed Uncharted 3: Drake's Deception, the other half developed The Last of Us. The relationship between Joel and Ellie became the focus, with all other elements developed around it. Actors Troy Baker and Ashley Johnson portrayed Joel and Ellie, respectively, through voice and motion capture, and assisted creative director Neil Druckmann with the development of the characters and story. The original score was composed and performed by Gustavo Santaolalla.
You sure?
No.
Following its announcement in December 2011, The Last of Us was widely anticipated. It was released for the PlayStation 3 in June 2013. It received critical acclaim with praise for its narrative, gameplay, visuals, sound design, score, characterization, and depiction of female characters. The Last of Us became one of the best-selling video games, selling over 1.3 million units in its first week and 17 million by April 2018. The game won year-end accolades, including multiple Game of the Year awards from several gaming publications, critics, and game award ceremonies. It has been cited as one of the greatest video games ever made.
Let's play it tonight.
I don't know if I have time tonight.
Yeah, sorry. I don't think I do either.
Do you have it? I have it.
I don't have it. No, I'd have to buy it.
Yeah, I have it. It's a good game. I've never finished it. There was one part that got so hard, I raged quit.
Oh, well, I'll beat it for you.
No, I don't need your help.
Naughty Dog released several downloadable content additions, The Last of Us Left Behind, as a single-player campaign following Ellie and her best friend Riley. A remastered version, The Last of Us Remastered, was released for the PlayStation 4 in July 2014, and a remake, The Last of Us Part 1, was released in September 2022 for PlayStation 5, and is scheduled for release on Windows in March 2023. The game's success spawned a media franchise, including a comic book in 2013, a live show in 2014, a sequel in 2020, a television adaptation by HBO in 2023, a tabletop game by Themeborn in 2023, an untitled multiplayer game, and an upcoming tabletop game by Come On. Oh, so it's not on Xbox One, so I guess I can't play it.
Yeah, you need a PlayStation. Or a Windows machine, I guess, soon.
I have neither of those things.
You can actually, I think, is it Stadia or something like that, where you can just like play games from any system and just on your computer?
Yeah, I know there's different things.
Gameplay. The Last of Us is an action-adventure game played from a third-person perspective. The player traverses post-apocalyptic environments such as towns, buildings, forest, and sewers to advance the story. The player can use firearms, improvised weapons, hand-to-hand combat, and stealth to defend against hostile humans and cannibalistic creatures infected by a mutated strain of the Cordyceps fungus. For most of the game, the player takes control of Joel, a man tasked with escorting a young girl, Ellie, across the United States. The player also controls Ellie throughout the game's winter segments and briefly controls Joel's daughter, Sarah, in the opening sequence.
We love a winter segment in a video game. In combat, the player can use long-range weapons, such as a rifle, a shotgun, and a bow, and short-range weapons, such as a handgun and a short-barreled shotgun. The player is able to scavenge limited-use melee weapons, such as pipes and baseball bats, and throw bottles and bricks to distract, stun, or attack enemies. The player can upgrade weapons at workbenches using collected items. Equipment such as health kits, shivs, and Molotov cocktails can be found or crafted using collected items. Attributes such as the health meter and crafting speed can be upgraded by collecting pills and medicinal plants. Health can be recharged by finding edible items or through the use of health kits.
Though the player can attack enemies directly, they can also use stealth to attack undetected or sneak by them. Listen mode allows the player to locate enemies through a heightened sense of hearing and spatial awareness indicated as outlines visible through walls and objects. In the dynamic cover system, the player can crouch behind obstacles to gain a tactical advantage during combat. The game features periods without combat, often involving conversation between the characters. The player can solve simple puzzles, such as using floating pallets to move Ellie, who is unable to swim, across bodies of water, and using ladders or dumpsters to reach higher areas. Story collectibles, such as notes, maps, and comics, can be scavenged and viewed in the backpack menu.
Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this message while I go raise funds to buy a PlayStation 5.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Now, let's get down to some getting downs.
The game features an artificial intelligence system by which hostile human enemies react to combat. If enemies discover the player, they may take cover or call for assistance and can take advantage of the player when they are distracted, out of ammunition, or in a fight. Player companions such as Ellie can assist in combat by throwing objects at threats to stun them, announcing the location of unseen enemies, or using a knife and pistol to attack enemies.
Multiplayer. The online multiplayer mode, called Factions, allows up to 8 players to engage in competitive gameplay in rearranged versions of multiple single-player settings. The game features 3 multiplayer game types. Supply Raid and Survivors are both team deathmatches, with the latter excluding the ability to respawn. Interrogation features teams investigating the location of the enemy team's lockbox, and the first to capture said lockbox wins. In every mode, players select a faction. Hunters, a group of hostile survivors, or Fireflies, a revolutionary militia group, and keep their clan alive by collecting supplies during matches. Each match is equal to 1 day. By surviving 12 weeks, players have completed a journey and can reselect their faction.
Players earn parts by marking or killing enemies, healing or reviving allies, crafting items, and unlocking the enemy lockbox. Parts can be spent mid-match on weapon upgrades and armor, and are converted to supplies at the end of the match. Additional supplies can be scavenged from enemies' bodies. Players also earn points as they play, which can be spent on weapons or skills to create custom loadouts. Players could originally connect the game to their Facebook account, altering clan members' names and faces to match their Facebook friends. Players have the ability to customize their characters with hats, helmets, masks, and emblems. The multiplayer servers for the PlayStation 3 version of the game were shut down on September 3rd, 2019.
The interesting thing for me is that I didn't know that you could do that, where you could put your friends in the game. I love doing that with every game, that you can just like name the characters. I always make them all of my friends and I try to keep them alive.
Yeah, I do that on The Sims.
Well, we're not going to read the plot section because we don't want to spoil the plot that might be upcoming in the TV show. But we are going to read the Legacy section. Here we go. Legacy, main article, The Last of Us franchise. The Last of Us spawned a media franchise. A four-issue comic book miniseries, The Last of Us, American Dreams, was published by Dark Horse Comics from April to July 2013, written by Druckmann and illustrated by Faith Erin Hicks. The game's cast performed a live reading of selected scenes in Santa Monica, California in July 2014 with live music by Santiolala. A sequel, The Last of Us Part 2, was released for PlayStation 4 in June 2020. Two tabletop games are in development. The Last of Us Escape the Dark by Thimmeborn, due in December 2023, and The Last of Us The Board Game by Come On, focusing on exploration, narrative, and survival elements. Two film adaptations of The Last of Us were attempted. A feature film written by Druckmann and produced by Sam Raimi entered development hell, and an animated short film adaptation by Oddfellows was canceled by Sony. Druckmann and Craig Mazin created a television adaptation of the game starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey, which debuted on HBO and HBO Max in January 2023. And that, I think, is exactly why most of the new people listening to this episode are here.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, it's a great game. It's really fun.
I'd like to play it. Like, I don't love a shooting game most of the time, but this one sounds pretty good.
I don't love just like bullet crazy games. I think they call them bullet hell games. I don't just love games where it's just like all it is shooting, but I love games where it's like thinking puzzles and shooting.
Those yeah, that's what it sounds like this is. Like, it sounds like it has some platforming elements, and I'm really into that.
Yeah, and then sometimes I do like a game where it's just like crazy amounts of shooting, like over the top. Like, we played Gears of War.
That was a good one.
That game's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. This has been the Wikipedia page for The Last of Us.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your recommendations for video games for us to play.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.